Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, today's scripture readings invite us to reflect on the nature of God's kingdom and the way we are called to respond to the values of the kingdom. The book of Genesis tells us that even in the moment of failure, God does not abandon his children. God promises a savior, his only son Jesus. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, triumphed over sin and restored the divine plan of salvation. St. Paul reminds us that as believers, we are called to share in Christ's life and resurrection. The challenges we face in this world may seem overwhelming, but our hope and trust in God sustain us. We are encouraged not to lose heart, knowing that our present troubles are temporary and an eternal glory awaits us. We have to embrace the crosses on our ways. In the gospel reading, Jesus teaches us that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Therefore, Jesus invites us into a family bound not by blood, but by faith and obedience to the will of God. In a world often divided by conflicts, vengeance, and discord, today's readings encourage us to be peacemakers and agents of reconciliation. We need to embrace our identity as beloved children of God, living lives of unity, love, and forgiveness. Kingdom of God is a quality of existence where we experience God as our Father and others as our brothers and sisters.